Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
One thing that has emerged in this Russian-Ukrainian conflict is how powerful Turkey actually has become. The importance of Turkey cannot ever be questioned after what has happened in recent months. And the most recent being Turkey brokering a deal together with the UN between Russia and Ukraine for the export of grain. Helping us make sense of all of this from Afrisid is Thembisa Fakude, who's a political analyst and senior research fellow. Thembisa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So Thembisa, this is a massive development in respect of this deal that's been brokered by Turkey. Before we move on to the deal itself, tell me why we've seen Turkey taking such a leading role in negotiations of late.
Well, the several issues. First is the geographical positioning of Turkey. If you see where Turkey is in the map, most of the action which takes place in the Black Sea, you have to go through Marmara Sea, which is that small little lake you see when you visit Istanbul, before you can reach the Mediterranean. So there's nothing that can come from the Black Sea without going through Turkey. So Turkey is basically the gateway for Russia, for Ukraine, Bulgaria, and all other countries that are bordering the Black Sea. When they want to transport all the goods out of the Black Sea, they have to go through Marmara before they reach the Mediterranean, which is a broader waters that will lead you anywhere in the world. So that's why Turkey is important. That's the first point. The other point, Turkey is a member of NATO. It carries that weight, and they have big guns in terms of protecting all the smaller nations in the area. And if they do want to attack small nation, they can do that. And that's why there's always been that insistence by the United States and other NATO members to keep Turkey within the fold.
So is Turkey, after taking on this massive role as a geopolitical player, and Erdogan emerging as this person who has these negotiating skills, are they taking the responsibility seriously enough, and are NATO comfortable with the relationship that they have with Turkey? Is Turkey in NATO to stay, so to say?
Turkey is in NATO to stay, but at the same time, Turkey must be continually greased or pleased to remain in NATO. NATO needs Turkey, because Turkey is one power in the East, which is essential for NATO. If you lose Turkey, you are likely to face very serious challenges, particularly to the eastern part of the NATO membership. In other words, all the countries like Estonia and others who are members of NATO but far away from the actual, from Central Europe. You need Turkey to play that role. So that's the first point. But the other thing is, you need Turkey also to play the role in terms of keeping Iran and Russia and Syria from trouble. Because if Turkey does decide to withdraw from NATO, chances are that they might join a new coalition, and that coalition will be or consist of Russia and China. And we don't want that, because it means that the entire eastern part of the world will be gone. So you don't need that. So the Americans and other European countries, notwithstanding that they've been refusing Turkey to join the European Union, Turkey is a very, very important ally in terms of military support and action in that part of the world.
So with Turkey flexing its muscles and becoming such an important geopolitical player, is the rest of the world turning a blind eye to what's happening in places like Kurdistan?
I don't think so. I mean, Turkey has been using its transactional politicking for a very long time. They always look for what's in for us. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, when Sweden wanted Sweden and Finland wanted to join NATO. In NATO, you need to have consensus of all members before any new membership can be accepted. And Turkey raised the issue of Sweden and Finland supporting some of the Turkish dissidents who are exiled in their countries, particularly the PKK members. And because of that, Finland and Sweden had to make certain concessions to Turkey before it can agree. Same thing happened with Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed by the Saudis in Istanbul and his body dissolved. Mohammed bin Salman had to somehow come back to the Turks and offer them certain benefits they couldn't refuse before Turkey could eventually transfer that file back to Mohammed bin Salman. In other words, Turkey initially said that they will persecute all the people that were involved in the killing, but we saw them transferring that file back to Saudi Arabia. So Turkey is transactional in its foreign policy, and will continue to do so. So I don't think anyone is turning a blind eye on them, but their importance and smartness in terms of how they apply the transactional politicking is very, very impressive. And at the moment, as I've said, given that they're geographically well-placed in the middle of the world and everybody else needs them at the moment, I think we're seeing now how smart they can be in terms of applying their foreign policy.
Tembisa, in closing, as an African, I want to know how important the deal was that Turkey and the UN brokered in respect of this grain deal.
Well, we are told, I don't believe it, but we are told that the food prices are going to reduce now that we're going to have the grains, which have been prevented from leaving the Black Sea. As you know, Ukraine is one of the largest producers of grain, something that we all rely on in terms of what we eat, including the Weet-Bix prices, which have since increased because of what has been happening in that part of the world. But we're told that now we're going to have the grain shipment moving the Black Sea, and as a result, the world food prices, including our prices as South Africans, are going to be to reduce. But I'm not quite sure whether that's the truth we are told. I think there are much more other issues that are involved in that deal, in allowing the shipment of Ukraine from moving from that part of the world. But importantly, by the way, I think it cuts the rations to size. Russians basically now know who is the boss of the Black Sea. And if they've allowed Russia to continue with its bullying tactic in that part of the world, it would have certainly caused and created a very bad precedence, even though we know that Russia on Sunday decided to bomb Odessa. But notwithstanding, I think Russians know now who's the man in terms of controlling the Black Sea and who controls the movement of shipment in that part of the world, and that is Turkey. So it was important for Turkey to cut Russia to size, just to remind them who is really the main important country in that part of the world.
Tembisa, thank you so much for your insights this morning.
Thank you.
Tembisa Fikude is a political analyst and senior researcher at AfriSid.